Hello, dear listener of Boag World. Perhaps I need some kind of group name for you all. Maybe the Bogies. No, perhaps not. Anyway, hello. I know it's been a long time since I have done one of these audio booths, and that's because I've been away at conferences and doing cool stuff and generally really busy. But I thought I owed you a post, and so here it is, even though I'm currently away in the Rockies on holiday, enjoying the lovely mountains. And while I'm away, I took only my iPad with me, and that has led me to this particular audio boo. Basically, I was doing a bit of a clear up on my email. Yes, I know I shouldn't be doing things like that while I'm on holiday, but that's the kind of sad geek that I am. And so I was trying to sort out my labels and my filters and things like that on Gmail. But here's the rub. If you access Gmail on the iPad, you do not have the ability to access and change and mess around with your labels and your filters. Do you care? You might be saying to yourself. Well, I think what this does is it reveals a principle of mobile web app development, which is you shouldn't give users an inferior experience. You shouldn't remove functionality simply because they're using a mobile device. Wherever possible, really, you should be offering the same functionality as you would on the desktop. Now, I recognise that sometimes that's not feasible, but when it is not feasible for whatever reason, then allow the user to switch back to a desktop version. And here's the strange thing. If you're using Gmail on the iPhone, you can switch to the desktop version in order to manage your labels and filters. However, strangely, you cannot do that on the iPad. This is particularly weird if you think about it, because essentially the desktop version is going to work a lot better on an iPad than it will on an iPhone. Now, this kind of inconsistency and lack of attention to detail really frustrates me. And I know that it's something I'm suffering from myself on the Boag World site, where if you're accessing the Boag World website on your iPhone, you don't have access to comments. Now, this is something that I'm actually in the process of fixing, but it is those kinds of things that really annoy mobile users. And it's these kinds of things that so often make them turn to apps rather than mobile websites. If we provide a really good mobile web experience, then really, I think the need for apps dramatically reduces. So there you go. That is my little audio tip for the day. Hopefully it's useful. And I will try and keep these up a little bit more regularly in the future. That said, I'm on holiday until Sunday. Then I'm in the office for 4 days. And then I'm off to Washington. So who knows? You may hear from me, you may not. But if you have other examples of similar kind of rookie mobile mistakes, why don't you post them in the comments associated with this tip?